All right, all right, all right. We're back. We're back. That was a little fun.
I pushed the wrong button.
Sorry, folks. Let's hope everyone made it back with us now. I believe they're there.
Hey, rookie air. Rookie air.
I still see a lot of the same numbers up there.
I thought that was the volume control, not the power button.
All right, so we need Andy to call back in. In the meantime, let's knock out the mailbag, Ken. Let's see what we can do.
Good idea. Here's one.
Mail call.
All right, mail call. Here we go.
Hello, I am missing a point on my total. How do I fix this? That's a good comment. In fact, that just happened this past weekend. If you find that, please let us know. Some of these events where we don't do all of the registration, the organizers have the information. So we had posted the points and then got the list of the teams who signed up through the promoter. So our apologies if we missed anybody. So if we ever miss an event that you attended, just let us know and we can correct that. So, you know, just growing pains. Brett works diligently to keep that information current and up to date. So,
well, thank you. That's a good answer.
Please let us know. We are human. Mistakes happen.
Nice. I end up answering all these questions. Now we got a co-founder on here to handle
blame
questions.
Blame it on Brett.
Yeah, blame it on me is what
Brett screwed up. He'll fix it. Sorry.
All right. Well, we've got Andy on the line now. He is ready to talk. We'll see if he's there. Andy, are you here, buddy?
What's up, Andy?
Hey, buddy.
There's a bit of a delay on your phone, so just walk into a different room or turn down your device that everyone's watching. You know, the whole family's sitting around like fashion TV.
Andy, you there, buddy? Bueller? Bueller?
Yeah.
All righty then. That's going well.
Push the delete button.
Bueller?
Bueller? Bueller? Bueller?
All right. Well, one, two, three strikes. You're out.
Just send him a text and ask
him to call
back. All
right, buddy.
I'll
text you here in a second. Just call me back.
I'll keep going through the list of events. Are you there?
Oh, was that him? You there? He's lost.
Andy.
All right. Well, why don't you interview me? I can tell you about this cook-off. Let me text him. Why don't you cover a little bit of these
the top 10 points.
The top overall points while I'm getting a hold of him real quick.
The Pelicans point chase, we put the updates on, and we'll go from 10th place on up. So at 54 points, we have Brian Rapolo. 9th place, Mr. Damon Blue at 60 points. In 8th place, Dustin Sanders with 64. 7th place, rookie Janet Baker at 79 points. Good for you, Janet. 6th place, Bobby Stewart at 81 points. That's
all
a
right.
lot of points.
Yeah, good points. I think I got him here. Let's see if we can talk to him now. He said he could hear me, but I couldn't hear him. Can you say something, my friend?
He's there enough with you. He had a beard with no mustache. He stood.
Hey, Andy, you're on the air, buddy.
Where to the left?
I don't know.
Hey, man. The guy that won it, man.
I don't think he's connected to us.
I don't think he's connected to us. So
I'll continue with the points list.
I don't hear him.
Look, no mustache.
So in 5th place at 84 points.
Weird Mustang or something. Anyway, that's not good. All right, let's move on.
Log out and call him.
Yeah.
So show early, 84 points.
All right. Good job, Joe.
Alan Newton, 100 points.
Mr. Consistency.
Wow. That 4th place, and then there's a tie in 2nd place.
Who do we got?
Braun Sir at 107 points. And
first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Ha ha ha. Everyone's working on their walk-up songs for the championship. So
they are.
Also in 2nd place, 107 points is Shauna Rapolo. I believe she's on. believe she is on her way to Florida.
She is. They're in the car listening from what I understand.
Well, big shout out there. Hello. Drive safely. And place. I guess no music.
Oh, who's in first place?
Is Mr. Johnny Joseph at 135 points.
Oh, man, Johnny never wins, so we don't have any music for him.
Here's Johnny.
Of course we do.
We like that. So big shout out. Amazing points chase this year. Pelicans has put together a prize package that we'll be announcing soon for the winner of this year's points contest.
Nice. Pelican will have something really neat for him. You don't have a Pelican, you need a Pelican. I stand on the thing at every Cooks meeting, and somehow, some way, it's still in one piece.
They're sturdy. They have wheels. You know, they're functional. You can move it by yourself.
They're nice.
It's, you know, loaded down with ice steaks, wheel it across the room.
No problems.
I love them.
That's why we have four of them.
We need them. They're all in use.
No kidding. All right.
Back to the schedule. Mid-September on the 17th is Possum Hollow out at Camp Possum Hollow.
Yes, this is a big event.
Jim and Tracy are the owners of the Camp Possum Hollow. They are great hosts, great organizers. It's just a really fun event to go out there at the lake. It's beautiful. Right on the edge of the western side of the lake.
Andy, hit one, so I know you're there, buddy. I want to get you on here and talk about this real quick. I think you did. Hold on. Let's hope this is Andy's line.
Hey, can you hear me?
Are you there, buddy?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
What? Yes, sir. I can hear you just fine.
Oh, that's great. How y'all doing?
Good. You know, I should have known your number didn't start with a 479. I called some dude that was on hold that wasn't listening anyway. He's probably making a drink. So that is completely my fault. Welcome to the radio, Brett. Awesome. So
thank you.
We want to talk to you about your event coming up.
We got a great event. We got a great event coming up next weekend down here in Kirbyville, Texas. We got a lot of people coming. We got at least 64 barbecue cooking teams right now, and hoping to have over 40 steak competition teams.
That's awesome. I talked to a couple guys today about it. So, you know, these state guys are late enters, but they're coming. It's going to be a real good event.
I'm very honored to have you guys coming to this event this year. I've been following Bobby Stewart and Bron Sierre and John Payne and all them guys, and they really enjoy it. And I'm glad to be able to bring you guys down here to Kirbyville, Texas.
What's the payout like down there this year? I know it's a Kingsford. We got you the Kingsford, didn't we?
Yes, this is a Friday night event, so it's not as big as some of the events, but it's still a good payout. It's $700 if we stay under 40 teams. If it gets up to 40 teams, we're going to add an additional $300. Now, Kingsford's doing the double payouts from a $700, so that's $1,400 possible. And then,
great.
And also the PK Grills are on board for a extra $500 if you use their PK grill.
Yeah, that's great. So somebody could technically cook on a PK, throw some Kingsford in there, and walk away with $1,900 for a 6-minute steak. That's awesome.
Yep. And great. If we get over 40 teams, I'm going to add another $300. So there's a potential of $2,200.
That's great. And from what I understand, you have some very good entertainment out there as well. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We have six different bands playing. We have three on Friday night that are during the state competition and stuff. And then we have three on Saturday. We have Midnight River Choir, which is a real big band out of the Austin area. The head singer is from Kirbyville, so it's kind of like a homecoming to him. And then we have Genevieve Allen on Saturday. She's her label is paying for her whole band to come down here from Nashville and to entertain these folks out here. So it's going to be great.
Man, that's great. Yeah, we're going to do a judge class down there too. If anyone wants to take the judge class, that's going to be Thursday night. And then Friday, the steak cook-off. Saturday, the barbecue. Live bands both nights.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be a great event.
Great payout.
Are you doing the awards for steak on Friday night or on Saturday?
We're going to do them on Friday night around 9:30, 9:45. That way, if somebody just wants to do steak, they can come down and just enjoy Friday night. But as much entertainment and fun that's going to be here, I suggest you bring
a
tent or something.
Like a great party. Why leave?
I hear you have a great spot for me. Right under a tree, got electricity. I may stay there for about a week.
I am sitting here looking at your spot as we speak, doing a little final preparations for the event, and you have the best spot in the whole park, man.
Man, that's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Right in front. So this
yes,
is
sir.
Your first time as a promoter for SCA. Have we been friendly to work with as a promoter?
Oh, definitely. It's been great. I was a little nervous because of the payouts at first and everything else, but y'all sure. made me feel comfortable and helped get PK and Kingsford on board, and I really appreciate y'all. Like I say, I've really enjoyed it once I've signed up.
It's scary, you know, weeks before the contest, you have a handful of people signed up, and then, you know, they just multiply like crazy the week before, and then it's certainly amazing. I've seen it go from 17 2 weeks out to over 50, so.
Well, I'll tell you a little story.
Thank you for having faith in us.
I'll tell you a little story about this event. 3 years ago when I created it, about a week before the event, it had 5 teams signed up, and everybody on our board was yelling at me to please cancel the event because nobody was ever going to show up to Kirbyville. And I was like, oh, just give it time. A lot of these people pay when they get here. So mm-hmm. we ended up having 14 teams that first year. But it went from 14 to I got it turned into a state championship. We jumped up to 45 last
wow.
year, you know, and then right now we got 64 that's committed. So if
good
I would have gave up 3 years ago, I would have been kicking myself in the butt.
You've created a great deal.
That's a great testament to, you know, for the promoters out there that are having events coming up. We got a call today from a promoter, his event's coming up in mid-September, and he's like freaking out. Like, just keep the faith, they'll come. So
it'll get there.
I don't know what it is about.
Thank you for mentioning that.
No problem. Like I say, I don't know what it is about these cooks, but like I say, a lot of them wait to the last minute. You know, there might be a hurricane coming or something, you know, you just never know. So a lot of them wait to the last minute to make sure that nothing comes up, but they will come.
I am a procrastinator myself, so I don't even know where I'm going to be next weekend. So I can understand, but it is scary as a promoter.
So if teams want to enter, they can still enter on the SCA website. How can they sign up for the barbecue side of that event? Because we want to push that 64 number up too.
Okay, the best way to find it is on Facebook, to go to the Deep East Texas State Barbecue and Steak Championship.
Okay.
And find that event page. You can call me at 659-0947. And then, hey, but the main thing you can do is ask your friends. You know, Bobby Stewart was down here last year, Bron Sierra, John Payne, but all of them can be a testament to our event. So, you know, ask around. Everybody know, like I said, a lot of people know about this event.
Well, we hear nothing but good things about you, so I'm sure it's going to be a great party. And you know, that's why those teams come back. You host a great event.
Well, I appreciate it. I do my best. Like I say, I want y'all to come down here and make this your hometown for the weekend. We've got people coming all the way in from New Orleans this year. I had some phone calls from Arkansas. I know we got people coming in all the way from Austin. So thanks to you guys, you know, we're kind of spreading, getting Kirbyville noticed in other states and everything else. So we sure appreciate y'all.
Well, we have a sponsor, Dripping Springs. We can have a bottle of Dripping Springs from the team who travels the furthest. Well, the whole kit.
All
hook them up.
That
throw
them
a
good
baseball hat.
Well,
furthest
hell.
Away.
You get the mayor on the right.
That'd be awesome.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's Christmas every day at the SCA.
That's the major question.
Okay. In closing, Andy, if you could cook a steak for any person, dead or alive, who would you cook for and why?
definitely my dad, you know, I wish he was still around. So, you know, that's just a great time to with your family and everything else. You got to appreciate that time when they're around. So it would definitely be my dad.
You're a good man. These are such neat family events, and I bet he'd enjoy your steak and be proud of the event you're about to throw.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy, and I appreciate y'all and everybody listening. Like I say, y'all have helped this come a long ways.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight. We'll make sure and share it at the end here again, and I look forward to meeting you personally, and we'll push those numbers up this next week or so.
Sounds great, man.
Good talking to you, Andy.
Take care, man. Good night.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That was Andy Correll with the Deep East Texas State Steak Championship.
We ought to help him breathe that name.
I know. Let's come up with an acronym. Now, though, since I
he's a good guy. He's a great guy. You know, folks, if you're thinking about a weekend for somebody to put that much effort and he puts a lot into that event,
you
getting
know
that entertainment.
Put into it. As a promoter,
dollar-wise, a lot.
He came all the way down to Jacksonville just to see how our event ran down there.
Reconnaissance.
So, yeah, so he's all about it.
He knows
it.
What he's doing.
I like it. So now we got another guest. Big time Food Network star, next Food Network star runner-up, Chef Jannard Wells. I am excited to talk to this man. When you couldn't help smile when you saw this guy.
Quite
on
a coup,
show.
Brett. Quite a coup.
Are you there, buddy? Jannard, can you hear me, buddy?
Okay. 5 second delay.
Seven. Oh, never mind. Bygones. Seven, 5 seconds.
Wow, we're looking for his number.
There he is. Now we
I'm
got him.
Here. Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Buddy,
what's
how's it
up,
going?
Guys? It is Welcome. Going good. Going good. Just enjoying life and everything that it entails.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on tonight, taking time out of your evening. I know you must be swamped after being on the show. You did such a great job on there. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy run since we started this journey. Shoot. You know, it was an 11-week journey nonstop. And the thing is, now that we have came to an end, this is when the real work begins. We thought we were tired. Then it's always the aftermath that always starts off, you know, that really starts to just propel you into it. You know, I feel that I couldn't be in a better place right now. You know, just being, you know, just battling to even reach the point of being chosen as the runner-up. You know, that's a big title. You know, it wasn't an easy battle.
Yeah, you've got a lot of you're a household name now. Good for you. Tell our audience.
Thank you.
Phillips, Brett, partner at the SCA. And tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got on the show. I guess that's all of our dream, to get on some sort of TV show. And you did it in a big way. Could you talk a little bit about how you got on the show?
Yeah, actually I started out through the Food Network channels years ago and just working my way up. I originally started out in the Food Network system when they first brought me to the TV screen. Was a show that I did. I think it was back in 2012, I believe, which was Chef Wanted with Ann Burrell. That particular show, we were in a steakhouse, one of the oldest steakhouses in the United States by the name of Old Homestead in Chelsea, New York. And they had us doing everything from prefabricating steaks to cutting up half cows, all kind of stuff. And I did this one steak, which was a 22-ounce filet mignon that I cut into the shape of a princess cut diamond ring. Funny thing about
great idea.
Funny thing about that show is I was actually the winner up on that first show too, to turn around to be revisiting. And then from there, I assumed that my personality, because what you see is what you get. You know, I don't add on, take away. The way I operate on the show, the way I operate in everyday life. I got a big family. As you know, I broadcast that all the time on TV, and my kids and wife are just full of so much joy, and they keep me going all the time. So it's hard to contain it. It's like having your own personal bottle of Red Bull built inside of you. And just from there going on to the Cutthroat Kitchen series with Eldon Brown. Actually, I was a two-time winner on Cutthroat Kitchen. And from there, I guess Food Network really saw the light, and they decided they wanted to give me an opportunity with Food Network Star, which is their largest show that's on Food Network and one of their highest-rated shows. And lo and behold, hey, out of 12 strong competitors that they brought from all over the world, I ended up walking away with the winner of
the title. Great group of people, yes. How did you learn how to cook? Did you cook from a young age?
I started cooking as a child with my father. My father was a chef, and I spent a lot of time with him. He actually had became disabled at a young age in my life where he couldn't go and work into restaurants anymore. And so my mother had to become the sole breadwinner. And my father, he felt like, because he ended up having both his legs amputated, he learned how to walk on two prosthetics. But due to that, it restricted him more so home and not being able to go out and get a regular job. And he really felt real bad, where as if he wasn't being the sole breadwinner because my mother stepped in with that job. So what my father did all day, every day, was cook, cook, cook. And me being a child, 10 years old at that age, even though my father was feeling like he was less than a man, he didn't realize how much I admired him and just spending the time, how it paved the way for who I am today. My father passed away when I turned 16, and that's when I really realized that he had implanted a seed into me of being a chef. And it all started going to my senior year in school. I wanted a car. Just so I can be to hang out, go out. I had $50 from cutting yards, and I pitched the idea to my mother that I wanted to open up a restaurant. And she said, "Janara, where are you going to open a restaurant up at? How much money you got?" I said, $50. She said, "Where are you going to open one up at $50? I said, "Out of your kitchen." "Well, you think I only got $50? You know, she laughed at the idea, but she told me, she was like, "Okay, you know what a business plan is?" I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Well, you need to create me a business plan. Have it for me when I get home from work." So what I thought was a business plan, I grabbed the little Webster Encyclopedia at the time, wrote out this whole business plan thing, and when she got home, she said, "Okay." And she was like, "But you got to do it the right way." And I'm like, "The right way?" She was like, "You got to get a business license, you got to get TV tests, health response." I'm like, "I don't know about it." She was like, "Well, I'm going to take you." She took me to the local courthouse where I lived in Mississippi. The people laughed at me, said, "Oh, you think you're a little businessman." But guess what? They gave me the license.
Wow.
From $50 during the summer, I went from $50 to making $3,000 a month my senior year of school selling food out of my mother's kitchen,
What kind of food did you cook?
Not out of the kitchen.
During that time frame, because my culinary repertoire wasn't as big as it was, so it was basic stuff. Growing up in Mississippi, we did things from making pizzas from scratch, of course. We did a lot of stuff with chickens because we had a chicken farm. So chicken, steak, very big on pork chops because my grandfather had a smokehouse and we would smoke a lot of food.
Nice.
And then burgers was definitely one of my biggest things, with just all kind of different burgers and just selling to the neighbors in the community. And they really supported me to the point where they would come, the construction workers and people in the area would come and buy their lunch with me in the morning time, because I would get up at 5 a.m. and have lunch. And then I went to thinking, man, I'm fixing their lunch and they come to early, I might as well start selling breakfast. So I started fixing breakfast. Next day, I was selling breakfast,
yeah,
lunch, and dinner. And
no, they're coming back to that personality, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So where did you shoot the show at?
Say what now?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Brett.
You got lost. All right. So when you
got lost, wow, that's a great young age. You know, learning how to cook from your family is a great thing. And, you know, being the cook in the family, I have that role myself. You know, once you start feeding people, it seems like it's endless. You feed one group and then you get feed into something else. And, you know, now you get to do it on TV where, you know, a lot of new people get to watch you cook and learn. You know, we all learn from each other.
And that is so true. And that's really what I wanted to do was use. I knew how big Food Network Star's platform was. And as I always maintain and said, even during the show, I just wanted to show the world who Jannard Wells was, because I knew that there were so many, as I say, so many other Jannard Wellses in the world. And when I say that, so many other people, that food is that bridge gap in your home. Food is the bridge gap in your neighborhood. Friends and families come around and join you because you all are cooking and breaking bread together, because food has always been the gap between all relationships in life. And whether the fun times, the good times, food is that platform, and I just want to show people that you can be a great chef and still have fun, too, because a lot of people think in order to be a great chef, you got to be the stern chef, no holds barred, frown, just mean, hard on them kind of thing. But that's not true. We're all human, and we all need a good laugh to enjoy life for what we have, and food was my outlet of showing people that's how I do.
Yeah, that old stern manager chef, that's circa 1980s. I remember those guys, you know, and I always got a lot. I was in that business. I got a lot more being nice to people. And
I think they played up a little more on TV.
Well,
they
do, but
you
can't.
You know, they say you get more beans with honey than you do with vinegar.
There ain't no doubt.
Where are you going to be cooking next? What's your next?
Next
are you probably going to
actually
off and get caught up?
Actually, I have a couple of projects going on. I'm getting ready to start doing some traveling, and I'll be doing pop-ups at several restaurants across the United States. My first stop is going to be, I'll be in Chicago close to the end of this month doing a thing at, I think it's Joe's on Weed or Weed on Joe's, one of those names in that category.
I've been to a few of those pop-up dinners lately. They're really entertaining.
Yeah.
That's a great way to showcase, you know, your food.
Yeah,
it's
called Culinary Fight Club, what we'll be doing there. And actually, my thing is paving the way for other chefs, like-minded chefs that want to get out to have a good time, battle, and present great food. We actually play a part with this organization called Fight to Feed, where we go out and I feed hungry people. Then from there, I'll be going to Draper, Virginia, small town. I believe the population may be about 300 or 400 there. I'll be at a restaurant called McCantle Draper's, doing something there. And then from there, I got a couple of other things going. And be on the lookout. We have a actual food truck that we're getting ready to launch. One of my brands, as you heard me saying on TV, was Uncivilized. When I was talking to Bob and I told him anything else would be uncivilized, and he was like, "Jannard, it's time to get uncivilized." I had already been uncivilized a long time ago. So I have a truck, that food truck we're getting ready to launch, which is called Uncivilized Burgers. And it'll
Neat.
Be
what market are you
coming
in?
Coming to say what now?
Oh, Atlanta, just to let the folks know where what part of the country you're at.
Yep, that's where I am, in Atlanta. And everywhere else that you can think of is where I try to leave my mark.
There you go. I got a question. Speaking of leaving your mark, these on the show, I mean, you had a big personality. You know, Tregay had a big personality. But on your, what are those, the demos that you did, the pilots,
mm-hmm.
none of you cooked on there. Do they choose what your pilot's going to be, or could you have said, "Hey, I want to do a cooking show where I could showcase my personality as well as my cooking skills"?
You know, and that's one of the things that's funny you asked that. They actually go out and scout where we're going to do the pilot close to what our POV is, our culinary POV,
sure.
which is our culinary point of view. My culinary point of view so happened to be comfort food with a Cajun twist, because that's where my father was, part Creole. I learned that from him. Then I studied French and Cajun cuisine. So they went out and scouted that. Me, what I liked the idea of the guys he had it going in, you know, and highlighting the restaurant. But one of the things that I always wanted to do in addition was that it's funny you mentioned about the cooking part is if I go in a restaurant, even me and my family do it today, and we eat something that we like, I like to come back home with the family and actually recreate that dish. So I would have had the choice to add that element into there. I would have, but I would like to actually went into the restaurant, taste their food, because the restaurant that we went into, Harold and Bell's, which was a Louisiana, a New Orleans-style restaurant, I would have loved to came back and actually recreated a recipe and actually taught and showed the viewers how to actually do it. Because at the end of the day, that's why, you know, the vast majority of them tune in, not only for the entertainment, but to actually learn something, go back and duplicate it themselves in their house.
Yeah, that would be neat. I just thought, you know, it almost seems like that's what they're lacking on Food Network now is cooking shows, you know, rather than, you know, more reviews. Because you got skills, man. Wow. You can cook.
Thank you. Thank you.
The age-old question.
And speaking of, hey, and you know what? And speaking of skills, we can't forget to give a shout-out to Shelly Belly. We know she got plenty of skills in the kitchen.
She does. That girl's special. That,
make sure you tell her I said, what's up?
I will. You probably just made her day. That's awesome. Now, I saw something on your Facebook. I wasn't creeping or anything.
Yes, you are.
I was, but it made me very jealous.
It's open to the public.
That's right. Tregay gave you one of the Cajachina smokers. Now, are you going to cook a pig in that thing or something?
Actually, I'm going to cook a pig. I'm going to cook a whole bunch of things in this gator. Actually, this weekend, and you guys are going to look at it, I'm getting ready to launch a YouTube channel where I'm going to actually be doing some actual showing the people and my fans and friends what they've been asking for, showing them and releasing some great tips with restaurants, so with recipes and cooking. So this weekend, I'm actually going to be breaking that smoker in. And we're going to probably do some chipotle,
like
smoked ribs. And I think I'm also do some rosemary and wild berry glazed duck smoked in there.
Wow.
I think we could be in 10 hours.
We could make it there in about 10 hours if you got time. We'll make it.
Exactly. Well, you know, the best way to smoke is low and slow. So trust me, when I put it on, you'll get here just in time for dinner.
Just in time. Give it some love. There you go.
You got to come out and cook a steak with us. We're going to be out in that area a little later in the year. It'd be great to see you at one of the events.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I would love to. You know, that's one of the things, that's one of the best things is joining and hanging with great friends and cooking up some great food. It sounds like a plan.
Yeah, the events are growing that way. We're trying to have one in Atlanta, so we should have one out there soon. What's your favorite way to cook?
Huh.
You got a plan?
To cook what, though?
A rib. Okay. Say I gave you a 16-ounce. I gave you an 1¼-inch boneless ribeye. What are you going to do to it?
Okay, the first thing, for some reason, I like stuffing my ribeyes. I like actually butterflying them with a nice one like that. I like butterflying. I like stuffing it with a little rosemary and some gorgonzola. Finish it off with a little brown sugar rub and some smoked paprika. And then just cook it until once that gorgonzola melts in there and that rosemary hits the heat, the flavor says it's just an explosion in your mouth. But then by butterflying it, then stuffing it, it allows that end cap, if you got the right amount of fat around the rims, when it hit that heat, it'll seal it back up. So you keep all those juices and flavor locked in on the inside.
Wow, you're killing me, man. You're making me hungry. Wow, that sounds good. Dang. All right, well, we're definitely going to have to do a road trip to Atlanta to taste some of this food or follow you on the Culinary Fight Club tour you're on. Any other things you want to talk about, plug, as far as, you know, some of like the Culinary Fight tour or shows or anything else you'd like to mention?
Absolutely. Culinary Fight Club, the huge one we got coming up August 21st. We do one every other month in Atlanta. So I want people to just go to the Culinary Fight Club website and check it out. Also, if they're on my social media pages, all of them are the same. It's at Chef Jannard, C-H-E-F-J-E-R-N-A-R-D. I got my Uncivilized by Chef Jannard shirt movement going, so I definitely would love for people to go on. I got a booster that's running on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The shirts are only, I think, like $20. If people would love to sport one of the Uncivilized Chef shirts. As a matter of fact, what they could do is they could go on to the booster, order the shirt, and then for the shipping, instead of having it shipped to them, they can click have shipped to the host of the site. The shirts come to me. I will personally autograph the shirt, ship them back to them. Also,
wow.
Feel free. I got 3 books out that are bestsellers. My first one being the pen name, The Chef of Love, was called 88 Ways to a Heart, Cooking for Lovers. It's available at Barnes & Nobles and Amazon.com. Each recipe has a love story and a love name to go to it. Then if people are looking for that motivational side of me, I have 2 other books. One is called Weight of Expectations, Losing It All to Gain Everything. And the other one is called Breakthrough Family Values, and it's about me and my wife's journey with raising children and cooking great food and keeping it fun in the house. And they can just go to any of the retail booksellers, just ask for my name, and all the books will pop up. And then, of course, if they're in a Whole Foods near them, my brand of sauces and seasonings is Haute Cuisine, and that's H-A-U-T-E cuisine. And it has at the bottom by Chef Jannard. And I have several different sauces out of Caribbean Island Fire. One of my favorites is called Tequila Blue Agave, and it's similar to a honey mustard, except instead of honey, we use agave to sweeten it. It has a touch of actual tequila in it and actual blue cheese crumbles in the sauce. And then we have our Smoky Whiskey River, which we actually use a whiskey to make that particular sauce. And then for those that are like, okay, I don't want any alcohol in my sauce, I have my brown sugar stout, which is just a straight, good, clean steak sauce, real chicken barbecue sauce.
Nice. All right, we'll check those things out. Ken, why don't you ask him the age-old question?
We ask everybody, all of the guests on the show, this question.
Good one.
If
good one.
You could cook steak for any one person, dead or alive, who would that be?
And why?
My father. My father, yep. My father actually, and to say why I would choose my father, and granted, I've cooked for a lot of celebrities all over the world, but I would have to say my father because, as I said earlier in our conversation, my father passed away when I was 16, and he never got to experience the seed that he planted. So, and back then, he loved steak, so if I had the opportunity to cook for anyone, it would be him. And it would be, even though I did it on the show, it would literally be the dish of my life that I would want him to experience and taste everything that he has sold into me to get me to where I am today.
Well, I'm sure he's up there smiling proud about you. Congratulations on all your recent successes and future ones. And thank you for gracing our show tonight. Nice to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you out on the road and come to one of our events. It'll be good to see you in person.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity and the platform. You know, the pleasure is all mine.
Good deal. Well, we'll catch up with you soon, and thank you again, and just have a great night. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you. You do the same.
All right.
That's a nice guy right there, bud.
Yes. Good job on finding him.
I was lucky. I saw him on the television. I told my wife, I said, I'm gonna call him, see if he wants to get on the show. And
you know,
she just said, whatever.
I'm going to call Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you call McConaughey. He's probably playing the bongos. Very nice. Well, thanks.
You know, food is
on.
About family, and
yes.
He's very passionate about food and what he does. And it's a labor of love. You need that passion to feed folks and do the work of cooking.
He's used to feeding armies. I don't know if you heard on the show. He was one of 21 kids, and he's got 9 of his own. Guy's got a family. He's one away from a 5-on-5 basketball game. That's
wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, raise that many kids, I'd write a book too.
Survival.
Yeah, survival.
The fighter.
Even Bear Grylls.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Thank
you.
Thank you. That was good talking to you.
My shiner is empty here. Why don't we spin that wheel real quick and so I can get a reload? And thanks to Shiner for helping us out with the Shiner beer, of course. Please be prickly pear. Please be prickly pear. Come on.
Wow! We got a winner.
Yahtzee.
I think you've rigged the wheel.
I might have rigged the wheel. Prickly pear it is. Round number two. Thank you, Shiner Bach. All right, our little sound engineer in here is doing a great job tonight as well. He's kept the Sherry Oak finish flowing, so it's good night at SCA headquarters. We got another guest. He's on for a little bit, but
some of the news.
Yeah.
What's news?
I don't think we had a whole lot of news desk. Let me see. I don't want to do the results. Let me see.
I don't think we...
We need to do results, but let's do that after Dan is on.
Let's talk about a few more of the events. There was a couple that we didn't get to. We had talked about Graham, Texas. I think that's where we left off, out of Possum Kingdom.
Yes.
Possum Kingdom.
It's one of my favorite events.
It's a Friday night. We go out Friday night. They have cabins, from very small cabins to multifamily cabins. They have RV hookups, neat resort. We can get food, a nice bar, a great family place, and a beautiful setting. So,
and we're going to debut the SCA grilled cheese contest there.
I can't wait.
That is going to be fun. We put a little post up and we must have had 60, 70 comments on it. Just people asking questions and thumbs up, and I'm all for the grilled cheese contest. I think it's going to be good.
That's an exciting idea. And, you know, for promoters, getting a local cheese company, a local bread company,
yeah,
there's some great sponsor tie-ins that we could do with grilled cheeses. So that's exciting. I love grilled cheeses.
I do too.
I wish I had a grilled cheese now. You know the secret to grilled cheese?
Are you hungry?
Ketchup.
Are you hungry?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Big old dish. Yeah, absolutely. Dip the grilled cheese in ketchup. It's off the chain. Especially if you have the ketchup from Whataburger, the spicy one.
No more rum for you.
Oh, I wish I could compete. No. We get to be the judge. Ketchup, folks.
All right.
All right. Then another busy weekend on the SCA calendar after Camp Possum Hollow. We all go to the Four Winds again. 17th Street, Praise the Lard. Barbecue steak cook-off in Murfreesboro, Ohio.
Now that's an MBN, KCBS,
yes,
and SCA event.
What a
triple header.
I am going to that event. I'm so excited to be there. Got privilege of meeting Mike Mills last year at the NBBQA conference, and what a great guy he is. And this is his infamous restaurant. So
that's going to be a great event.
Yes, and it's a Friday night event. So if you wanted to go to that event and then journey on to another event, we are doing the Great Ruleville in Ruleville, Mississippi.
Yes, that's a pretty good one.
Miss Elise Jenkins, the promoter there, is a good lady. We really enjoy that event. And that event's on Saturday. So that's just down the road. So I've heard some folks are going to do the road trip. That will be a good one to be on. And then there's also the Steve Mayberry Memorial Cook-Off here in Carrollton.
Yeah, that's a Friday night event.
Yeah.
It's part of, obviously Steve Mayberry Memorial,
yes,
but they've had it. It's like the fourth or fifth year for the cook-off, and the third year they've had a steak event there. I think Shelley's going to run that one. That'll be a good event. They had 30-some teams last year. Maybe it's 44.
A good event. Dave Cavalry, a friend of ours, is the promoter there. Him and Steve
things.
Mayberry cooked together. They were buddies.
They were on
It'd
the
be
same
like
team.
Me and you, Brett.
Yeah.
What a testament of friendship that Dave has created this cook-off in memory of his buddy.
Well, if you pass, we may just have to have a drinking contest instead of the cook-off.
Yes, I would encourage that.
No. That, yeah, it is.
What a legacy. That is neat to see. So big shout out to Dave and Kelly Cavalry for keeping Steve Mayberry's name and memory alive. Yeah. It's a neat event out there at the park out in Louisville.
They did good stuff. Bring Dan on the line. Dan is here. He is live. I tried to pick him up earlier, but
Dan Judd
wasn't ready. Yeah, Dan Judd. Dan is a newcomer to SCA, and we thought it'd be good to have somebody on that's kind of new to it just to give their view of things. And it's always interesting for us. It'll probably be a learning experience, and we may pick up something even out of the conversation here. So here's Dan.
Sure Dan's there.
Oh, he's going to be
disconnected.
There. No, he's going to be there. I know he is.
Can you hear us?
Dan Judd, are you there, buddy?
Yeah.
How's it going? We got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. What are you drinking?
Some Bud Light.
Some Bud Light. All right. Sounds good. Well, why don't you tell everybody, you know, just kind of do a little introduction, who you are and where you're from and, you know, just a little bit about yourself.
We say in recruiting, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm just a simple guy. I live here in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. I got a sheet metal shop, and that helped for building a nice smoker. And me and my buddy Goose here, we started cooking together a while back, and it's been kind of fun. And this steak thing was something we decided to do this year, and it's been really fun.
Well, we're glad to have you. I got to see some of your workmanship. Dan built a table with a copper top and legs for his PK grill.
It's nice.
Beautiful workmanship. That and a neat table.
Yep. You hadn't seen his latest project.
I guess not.
He built a folding stand for Johnny Joseph's PK grill with a little metal shelf on the front, but it folds flat when you travel. That thing's sharp.
I think you might be seeing those, and I hope you liked it. I hope you liked it well. I saw that. Great idea. You know, the PKs to get the stand to flatten down. That was a neat idea. I saw that. I like that prototype.
Yeah. I hope all the Rapallos and Johnny are having a good trip to Florida right now.
They are. Yeah, they're actually on their way to Georgia. I talked to them a little earlier. They're going to pick up an insulation trailer. Rapallo owns a Rapallo Insulation, so he's got a custom trailer they're doing for his work there, and then they're heading down there. They're going to meet me there Friday about 6 o'clock.
Dan, I noticed you in some pictures last week with Joe Wilson. I understand you guys fed some police officers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, me and Goose, we've seen that was going on, so we volunteered and went over there and helped Joe feed the Bentonville Police Department, and that was a really nice deal. Then we had to hurry and pack everything up and hurry to Whitney, Lake Whitney, to Texas to cook.
Looks like you guys had quite a crowd there. Saw some great pictures of you guys with all the law enforcement officers and out at the grill, and what a neat thing to do.
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm glad Joe did that.
Well, he couldn't do it without help from guys like you, you know, taking the afternoon off to go and do that. I wish I was a little bit closer, but good for you to go and give him a helping hand cooking.
Yeah, that was a really neat experience.
Did you just do steaks or did you do barbecue as well?
No, it was just totally steak. There's 135 ribeyes, if I remember right.
Nice.
Well, it's a good thing you've been practicing steak cooking lately.
Yeah,
you used to be a barbecue guy, weren't you?
Thanks to you all. That was kind of right up the alley all of a sudden.
How long had you done barbecue competition previously?
4 years.
Or have you?
Yeah, I guess.
I thought you were, you know, with Bud and Bones Barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of all we've done for a while, and then we did the squirrel thing, and then after that,
Interesting.
Didn't you win the squirrel cook-off?
Yeah, we're 2015 world champions at squirrel cooking.
Golly, what did you cook? Tell us. That's awesome.
The squirrel empanadas, lime sauce and creamy rice. Yeah.
Wow.
With a squirrel in the rice, by the way, that gives you an extra 5 points.
Do you like squirrel?
Oh, I've ate it my whole life. I didn't realize
really?
That it kind of fallen out of favor.
I can't say as I've ever tasted squirrel. You? Ken?
No.
Well, all right.
But different
yeah.
parts of the country, you know,
regional.
Up in South Dakota where it's so darn cold, we don't have squirrels. It's too cold. They all came to
I'm
Texas.
I'm my boys out and get some more hunted up for coming up here pretty quick.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a bunch of them in my backyard, and they eat pecans and a lot of birdseed. So.
You're chumming them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fattening them up. They love pecans. I bet. Do they taste different when you, you know, different areas? But they were.
Really, you wouldn't even know the squirrel that we were cooking.
Was it tender?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You only get 2 hours to make 6 complete plates, and it's kind of a challenge.
Yeah, that's a quick time to get it tender.
Who's with you, Dan? There's two of you guys talking. We got the group.
Yeah,
I think it's
me and Goose are here.
Welcome, Goose. We hear both of you. So you...
Very nice.
Oh, it's glad to meet you guys at the event this past weekend. That was a good event in Spring Hill.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's 79 teams. We actually had 84 pay for the event, and it appears that 5 of them thought the temperature was a little too warm for their liking, so they didn't make it out there. But thanks for donation to St. Jude's.
And so I hear you're doing a road trip this weekend too, huh?
Yeah, catching a plane early tomorrow and headed
you're
to
flying
Florida.
To Jackson. Wow.
Yeah.
From like Little Rock to Jacksonville?
Johnny's gracious enough to add an extra PK in his trailer for me.
Okay.
So.
You have a plane or do you fly commercial?
Oh, well, we were going to do just me and a buddy of mine fly down, and then I guess somebody crashed the plane, and so. So we couldn't rent it, so I went commercial.
That'll ruin the weekend.
Well, it's not an outrageous question. I know some people that have small airplanes. So.
Oh, he was going to do that originally.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so
we
you're trying
to fly it ourselves, but then it didn't work out, so we figured another route. So.
Great. It's going to be a good event.
Jet Set SCA members. Wow. That's neat.
It's kind of... addictive all of a sudden. I think we've had 10 events in the last 9 weeks, and that's the most I think I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's only like 3 barbecue weekends, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's different just one day in, one day out. What's the difference, you know, as a newcomer to SCA compared to barbecue, how is it different for you?
To me, mostly it's just the friendliness of the people, you know. I've met so many nice people, and everyone's eager to give you a point, you know. At the Spring Hill, you know, I've been having trouble with my taste, I think, and texture. And just going around and talking to everybody, it changed everything. And we come up with a new rub and a new pool time, or temperature, I should say. And I think it's going to make a big difference. I can't wait to try it in Florida.
You know, there's a lot of variables, you know, from the temperature outside to the rub to the cut of the meat. You know, there's so many different things. So, you know, it takes putting all of those in forethought to nail it, especially in these competitions. There's some darn good cooks there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what's neat is they share their recipes. You know, they cheer for each other. You know, it's not so cutthroat.
Yeah,
you know, where they
really
give you ideas and share things. And that's always been a draw for me going to these cook-offs is how helpful and friendly people are.
Yeah, it really is.
Our deal is we're not getting away from barbecue. We're going to
yep.
go to the Minnesota deal. And then we're turning right around and coming back to Rogers to do a barbecue.
Yeah. we're
coming to Minnesota?
We got a friend who works nights, and he's going to drive us all the way back from Minnesota. We're going to cook at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's good to mix both of them.
Were you listening earlier? So when you go to a restaurant and they ask you what kind of pop you want, it's P-O-P, not P-O-T. Pop.
Okay.
Pot, yeah. Sir. I don't think a restaurant in Minnesota serves
pot. You betcha.
Pot.
Yeah. Can you guys say you betcha?
Maybe if it's medicinal.
You'll love Minnesota. The weather's great. And the mosquitoes are really big.
They're the size of squirrels.
From Minnesota.
They have a
I like to see where they come up to you and say, yeah, nope.
Yeah. He likes to make wood and uses weed whipper.
Weed whipper. That's a new one. Weed whipper.
Weed whipper. You guys will enjoy Minnesota. That's neat that you're coming. Perry Vining's a good guy. He's the promoter up in that area, a history buff. He runs a history fair at the local fairgrounds there. That's pretty neat. So you guys will enjoy that event.
He's real nice. I talked to him the other day. He's really nice.
He likes to talk.
Good luck getting off the phone. He's a good dude. All right, what you got for him, Kenny?
How about the question we ask everybody?
Yes.
You know, if you guys could cook a steak dinner for one person, dead or alive, who would you cook for and why them?
Well, I guess kind of like the last caller, we both lost our mom, and that would be kind of nice.
Yep, that's a good one. That's generally, you know, the best answers we hear for the mom. Had one guy say, actually, Joe Wilson said he'd cook for Obama, but he's afraid he'd get arrested after he ate it.
Joe's got a sense of humor. Yeah.
Joe's got a little personality.
Yeah.
You know, food is family. You know, it's, and the people who become your family, you know, like if you cook, your neighbors love you because they're always over at your house. You know, the kids, friends, you know, it's just a great thing to do. And, you know, that's what's neat about these events, seeing them, you know, from grandma to grandchildren at events and everyone's having a good time. You know, it's a great thing to do with your family and your friends.
Yeah.
We got a bit of breaking news just in. Another event in Jacksonville, November 18th and 19th. The Smoking Flamingo Barbecue and Music Festival is going to have a Friday night steak event. Just in.
Wow.
Straight off the hotline. I don't have a sounder for that. Darn it. Anyway, new event. So, Dan, when are you getting in town? That's the question. Friday?
I think 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Probably scared the hell out of him with that.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow. Okay. Good. Well, then Johnny and them should be there about 6 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be there about noon. Fine promoter.
She's already there.
No, we're doing the show in Dallas.
No.
Yeah, I'll be down there tomorrow. I'm going to leave a...
Flights in the morning.
Yeah, I fly out in the morning.
He's flying commercial.
Yeah. Us common folk, we fly commercial, and we sit in the very back of the plane because we know we can get a drink faster that way. We're not stupid. So, well, thanks for coming on, Dan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for, you know, being at these events. You guys are a lot of fun. They're never met a stranger. You guys just, you know, feels like we've cooked with you for years.
Well, thank both of you all. You do a great job.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
What's our song?
What's that?
What's our song?
Ooh.
What's your song? Oh, well, hold on. Yeah, I think I have. Actually, I talked to him and.
I ain't nothing but beer and bones.
That's your song right there, isn't it?
Bones Barbecue? Bud and Bones Barbecue. But, you know, we have
that's as close as I could
Shiner.
Get. Yeah. Shiner would fire us. No. That's a song that Dan actually picked out. So,
well, I like that. We ought to do the results by song.
We will. You just gave us a new idea for the next segment. So, thanks for coming on, guys. We'll you can have a Bud Light tomorrow, and I'll be drinking a little Crown Royal, and we'll have a good time tomorrow.
Don't you know? I'll see you in Minnesota.
Can't wait.
Good talking to you guys.
Bye.
Take care.
There's some good dudes right there.
Yes, they are. You know, awesome. I've met them a number of times, and, you know, it felt like I've known them forever. Just great guy and great craftsman. His stands that he's making are just unbelievable. Oh, I just knocked it out one night. It's beautiful with hammered copper. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a talented builder as well.
He's got some skills. All right. Well, let's do some results here. We've been waiting for these. We're going to do it a little different. Normally, we will call out the name and then play the song. What we're going to do is play a song, and I want you guys at home, just in your mind, because there's not quite a delay here, but in your mind, try to figure out who it is when I play the song.
Well,
where is my list? Which event? We want to start with Whitney?
Let's do Lake Whitney and then move forward to Spring Hill.
Okay. So.
So I'll try to guess.
You want to guess them?
Yeah. Start with 10th place in stake.
You're new enough.
In Whitney.
All right. 10th place stake at Lake Whitney was?
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Fight Club. Well, that's easy. Bronzer.
Ron Sear actually owns a gym or used to own a gym. So that's how we got Fight Club for him.
He's a real friendly guy, though. He doesn't fight.
No.
Much.
He's a gentle giant. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
All right. So
next.
So,
ninth place.
Well, you got that one right. All right. Ninth place was. You guys at home.
Sounds like a
that?
Beehive.
Sounds like a bee. Boom. I'm not saying.
So how about
short.
Barbecue? Mr. Brian Lewis, that one's easy.
Two for two.
Okay.
All right.
You'll have to try harder.
I'll try harder. This one's a little obscure, maybe.
The food. Well, if I didn't have the results in front of me, I would have to guess.
Oh.
John Payne.
Oh.
I had to look.
So you're cheating.
Well, that John Payne.
All right, you get a half.
John was in eighth place and got.
You get a half a ding on that one.
4 points.
All right. Now, seventh place.
Baker Street. I bet that's Miss Janet Baker.
Janet Baker. And this gentleman got sixth place, and he has a brand new theme song this week.
Lone Star Beer and
Lone Star Barbecue. Cody Allen Bar.
Cody Allen Bar.
Absolutely.
Lone Star Beer.
I sent his info into Kingsford for a big old check.
He's getting paid.
He's getting paid.
Getting paid.
Good for you, Cody.
All right. Fifth place.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private? Sir, Texas, sir! Where in hell are you from anyway, Private? Sir, Texas, sir!
Sarge McFarland.
Sarge Gary McFarland.
Gary,
you're right.
Yeah. Fifth place.
Dang it.
That one's easy. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about him. All right. This one's pretty good. I think you'll know this.
Tennessee whiskey.
This guy is smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Well, I know what Johnny drinks. It's probably Brian Rapolo.
It is Brian Rapolo, smooth as Tennessee whiskey. All right, we got another one.
Lee, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
This is third place. Let's give it to you again. This is Elvis Presley saying this.
Lee, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I still don't.
All right, that is the mighty Kevin Thornton. Kevin's team is Hell, I Don't Know.
Lee, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Hell, I don't know.
There you
it
go.
It works. It works. Kevin, if you don't like it, call us.
Complaint department is...
Complaint department
777-428-9999.
Send us a new track.
All right. Second place, Greg Evans. Oh! Dang it. Dyslexic much?
I know. Greg Evans.
That's him. It's the loose moose itself. Greg Evans in second place. All right.
And number one.
First place.
11 points.
11 points.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman.
Who would that be?
Well, I think she's on her way to Florida right now. Miss Shauna Rapolo.
You're right.
Congratulations, Shauna, on your Kingsford win. $2,000.
$2,000.
And 11 points. And... she is climbing up that point list.
Girl's moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Yeah, we ought to change her song.
Well,
she's in second place with Braun.
That's true. All right.
So that was fun. You know, the walk-up song is about our Billy Bob's championship.
Yep. And
we invite all of the teams up on Friday night and introduce them to the crowd and take pictures. And they all get to walk up to the main stage to their walk-up song. And so we had a lot of fun with that last year.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
And folks will have to think about that.
They're going
to
pick their own.
Yes, we don't get to pick them.
I know it. We pick them here, but not there. All right. Well, let's not do it since we're dead. Go ahead.
Well, do you want to talk about the appetizers?
Appetizers, yes. We could do apps. Let's do a fifth place appetizer, which this is kind of
do the song again. Let's see if I can get
kind of a giveaway. But
first rule of Fight Club is
okay. Bronzer.
All right.
Bronzer Fight Club.
Bronzer Fight Club. I don't have one for the next one. It's Chuck Balder, Una Mas Cookers. So we'll come up with something for Chuck on that one. Second was a local first time cooker, Keith Weir, and first place was.
I am your father.
Well, that would have to be Luke Stroud.
Luke Stroud. You got that right.
We are working on soundtracks for those other names, so our apologies.
Yep.
We worked on Steak and didn't get to the apps.
Unfortunately,
that's fine.
Work gets in the way. All right, here we go. Spring Hill, Louisiana.
We should do walk-up songs at the event.
That would be too hard. That
if we had electricity.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We can only try.
Steak in Spring Hill, 79 teams. So to get a call in Spring Hill, that's a big deal.
That was a neat event.
That is a big deal right there.
So take it away, maestro.
I just got a text. So I like it. Take another. All right. We got to go on that one.
We're getting heckled.
Yeah. All right. 10th place is a team that this is actually a first time I've called them recently. But he does have a song in here. I found one.
Vanilla
You've never
gorilla.
Heard of a vanilla gorilla.
Shannon Ernst.
Love it.
I don't, how'd you come up with that name?
I don't know.
You heard about albino rhinos, but you ain't never seen a vanilla gorilla.
I looked
that
online
one might stick.
When I was looking it up, and there's you'll have to look up what the term for vanilla gorilla is, but
okay,
well, I'm not going to say
let's
it.
Go to ninth.
All right, let's
ninth
go
place.
To ninth place. And here it is.
I know
Mr.
that
Jones,
one.
Mrs. Jones.
I know that one. Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
Mrs.
Yes.
Danny Jones, a.k.a. Becky
I
Jones.
She has her own name. Yeah, the Beck Dog.
That's
good
a good
job,
song.
Becky. Very nice. All right.
Was that her song last year, Billy Bob?
No, they picked another one. I can't remember the song they had last year.
I think that one might stick,
I want to say it was the Eagles.
Eighth place. Cat.
Oli, Oli,
Oli, Oli, Oli Wilson.
That's Oli Wilson. I had a backup.
You got a call, 8-4 points.
Yeah.
Good job.
Let me see if I can pull this up real quick.
And yes, we have paid the licensing fees for all
of these
clips.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all these clips. We own this. Yeah. We definitely paid ASCAP
on
them.
This gets to be a popular segment. We might
be in trouble.
Get another cease and desist letter.
So when my wife met Oli, she goes, is it Oli? What's the name? Is it Oli, Oli? And he said, this is how you remember it. Roly poly Oli is how he told Michelle to remember it. So
I think I will have
I think no I like the first
trouble
one.
Pronouncing it.
Yeah. We'll stick
How
with the
How about seventh
one.
Place? Oli Wilson.
That
for
is
you.
Scott Baker. Actually,
yeah,
I haven't got
song.
A song yet, but he just signed up as a member today. So thank you, Scott.
Scott, you have a song coming.
We do, and we will have a song for you.
Sixth place.
I don't know if you get this one. But
At
Spring Hill.
Piggly Wiggly.
Steak
Cook-Off Extravaganza. Yes, sir.
Here's Johnny.
Peering through the door,
yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Right out of the shining.
Joseph.
Johnny Joseph added 6 points to his massive total.
Yeah, but the person right
He's
on
He's
going
to be walking like a vanilla gorilla with all that jewelry on.
No kidding.
Oh.
All right, fifth place. She's back.
Shauna.
Shauna Rapolo's back.
Congratulations, fifth place.
Fourth place was a local, Jason Ray. He did a great job. Don't have a song, but third
congratulations,
place.
Congratulations, Jason.
Yes, congratulations. Third place was
the song.
This song, yes, thank you. Mighty Wingman.
You take it warm for the team so your buddy can live the dream.
Well, the wingman.
Wingman.
We know that guy. No singing.
That was awesome singing.
Awesome. So, wingman.
The wingman.
Johnny's wingman.
Johnny's wingman came out of the shadows.
James Ingram.
And got a third place.
His first cook got a third place. Good for you, James.
They
that picked, was great to see you there, and that
was
cool. Neat.
So the wingman got third place.
The wingman.
Place. So all right, where are we at? We're at second place at the Spring Hill, Piggly Wiggly,
for 10 points.
For 10 points,
and their own song. I hope.
There it is.
Lee Allen, what the hell are you talking about?
He's back.
What?
We don't know. Hell, I don't know his name, but Kevin Thornton. Now I remember. He got second place. Following up a third place. I think he's got the fever.
The fever.
He does. He is coming back.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Cook next.
Okay,
at,
number one.
You be quiet. I'm telling a story, damn it. He is cooking next at the event in East Texas.
All right. To Minnesota. It's a lot more fun.
All right. First place. He's back.
Lone Star Beer and
there he is.
What a week for Cody. What a, the awards photo was just awesome. He had his family up there on the stage. Cody's come to a lot of our events, and this is his first big win, and we're just thrilled for him. What a neat, neat picture. Even the folks from Kingsford sent a note back saying what an awesome picture. So that's yeah. One for the books, Cody.
Both of his kids in the picture. Not only did he win $1,500 first place, he won the Kingsford.
An additional $1,500, so
$3,000,
and another kicker, wasn't there?
He cooked on a PK grill.
Yes, PK grill using grill grates and Kingsford charcoal while
and
slugging
wore,
down Scheinerbach beer and shooting shots of Dripping Spring vodka.
In a red
don't
shirt.
You know?
Won $3,500. What a day. So congratulations, Cody. You
that
earned
was
that.
Neat.
Great job.
That'll go a long way to college education fund. His kids are still young.
He's
so.
Got a brood of them. So
having yeah. Win some more. No, that was yes. A neat. Congratulations, Cody.
So one thing we haven't done tonight is thank the sponsors that make all this possible. We want to thank Kingsford Charcoal, Scheinerbach Beers, PK Grills, Grill Grates, Pelican Coolers, Cosmo Q's Rubs and Injections, Fire Butler, Dripping Springs Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mix, and Cue It Up Steps. We will have the SCA trailer at the event coming up in 2 weeks. And so you will get to see those Cue It Up Steps.
You
get to see
great.
The steps on the trailer as well as the deck.
That made our trailer so much more user-friendly.
Oh, I can tell you. How many
the
times
deck
I fell
that
off
drops
it.
Down the added square feet.
Yeah.
And yeah, the steps getting... Yeah. In and out of it, you know, probably saved our lives.
No, if you don't have a,
and they're
have,
so lightweight, that's what's needed. They're functional.
They're aluminum. Yeah, if you have a trailer, you need these things.
A lifesaver.
Cue It Up Steps. Get a hold of me. Info at State Cookoff, so I can send you a link for them. But those are our sponsors. Want to thank them. Want to thank the mayor for coming on today, being part of the show. What else
absolutely.
You got, Ken?
You know,
you
we're just working
about?
On getting the events at Billy Bob's. We are going to have Scotty McCreary on Friday night.
Yeah.
After the event at Billy Bob's. So we're going to have the welcome party. And then everyone's going to have tickets to Billy Bob's for the concert.
That'll be a great time.
And then Pat Green.
Next week, we will have... we'll send to all the teams that are already qualified for the championship. You'll get the questionnaires. You'll get to pick your own song as you walk up. Team members, things
right,
like that.
Just
but
the information.
Yeah, please fill that out and get it back to us. That way I have time to collect these music pieces and edit them and so forth.
Yes, we want to throw the most awesome party for the teams that come. So getting that stuff early helps us out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to feed you and introduce you to our sponsors and just throw a party to thank you for coming to all of our events this year. We've just so blessed to have made such new friends and met new promoters and new cooks, and it's really been a great year. So the Billy Bob's event is the capstone of the season.
It's our Super Bowl.
It's our big thank you and the final competition.
Well,
for $15,000.
Minor.
If you use Kings for charcoal, it's $7,500 otherwise. And PK Grills is added $1,000 if you win using a PK grill.
I don't think that's on the championship.
It is. I read the details. I think so.
Maybe
I could
so.
Be wrong.
We're going to bet on this too. You owe me
probably
a lot of money from these bets.
Well, I hope Scott doesn't again. He did last year.
We'll see on that. Don't hold us
to
it.
That's how we missed a Kingsford one last week.
Hopefully we'll get it. So.
We will. Anyhow, we try to get stuff for the sponsors for the cooks. So we are grateful that you come to our events. And I want to thank Brett and Joe for doing the radio show. This is my first time event.
Well, we actually had the
be a
show sponsor in the room with us today. Tranquil IT is here. So he has been quiet in the room, gently tweaking the dials like he's tuning into Tokyo.
Tweaking my Minnesota accent to make it
more. We appreciate that. Thanks, Ron. And I guess it's no big surprise, but we're done, guys.
Thank you. And do you have like Happy Trails? Or
we have Happy Trails.
How about the presidential song? That was kind of.
How about we play Shauna's song?
Like the march.
Well, we're moving on now.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, guys.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. Getting our turn at bat. The ones we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we're moving on up to the east side. To a moving on up.